And that song is so deep-seated in my heart and in my soul. Back years ago, when I in my early days, I worked with a man named Porter Wagoner, and we had one of those relationships that we, you know, we were so much alike that we couldn't get along, or either we were so different we couldn't get along. But we had a great love. It was kind of a love-hate relationship. And I always wanted to have my own band, and I had told him at the start, you know, that I wanted to go out on my own. But it was very, very hard, and he had a number one television show at the time, and for me to leave was going to take a big hunk out of his show, but I still wanted to get on. So anyhow, after much fighting and, you know, with all the love and the depth that we had for each other, I wrote that song to try to say, you know, here's how I feel, and I'll always love you. I have to go, but I have to leave. And it was a very hard song, but when I sang it to him, he said, okay, you can go, but I've got to, you know, let me produce that record. So it was personal to us. And then years later, when Whitney did it, I didn't know she had done it. I had sent it out to L.A. when they had asked for, you know, some of my music, and Kevin Costner had he and his secretary had loved that song. So I sent it out, but I hadn't heard anything about whether or not they did it. And I was on my way home, and I turned the radio on, and all of a sudden I heard that a cappella part, and it was just like, ooh, what's that? I knew it was something familiar. And then by the time it dawned on me what I was hearing when she went into that course, I had to stop the car because I almost wrecked. I mean, I thought my heart was going to just bust right out of my body. It was the most... it was the most powerful feeling, I guess, that I've ever had, because it was such a shock, and it was so great, and she sang it so good that I was just overwhelmed.